KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's mostly cloudy, 34 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to continue to be mostly cloudy today, a high around 52. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. In Southwest Iowa news, a Page County man was arrested early Tuesday morning on a drug charge. Clarinda police say 24-year-old Quentin Russell Horter of Clarinda was taken into custody in a parking lot at 1107 South 16th Street at around 12:30 a.m. Tuesday. Horter faces a misdemeanor possession of drug paraphernalia charge. He was subsequently released on his own recognizance, pending an appearance before the Page County magistrate. Police in Creston say a teenager was referred to juvenile authorities Monday following an alleged assault. 13-year-old Chandler Parker faces a simple assault charge. After being processed at the Union County Law Enforcement Center, Parker was released to the custody of his father. On Tuesday, Creston police arrested 28-year-old Robert Brannon of Lenox. Brannon faces a domestic abuse simple assault charge. He was released from the Union County Jail on $300 bond. That same day, 26-year-old Samantha Henry of Creston was arrested on a charge of driving while revoked. She was later released on $1,000 bond. In an update to our report we brought you yesterday morning, the Iowa State Patrol late Tuesday morning said that two people were hurt during a single vehicle accident in Cass County. The driver of a 2010 Lincoln MKZ, 34-year-old Kilius Guzman of Bolingbrook, Illinois, and his passenger, 23-year-old Jacob Grady, also of Bolingbrook, were initially transported to the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic after their vehicle went off the road at around 4 a.m. Tuesday. The crash wasn't discovered until one of the men managed to flag down a vehicle just after 6 a.m. Both subjects were later transported to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha, with Guzman being flown by helicopter and Grady transported by ambulance. Both men were wearing their seatbelts. The patrol says the car was eastbound in the right lane of Interstate 80 near the 72-mile marker when Guzman swerved to avoid an animal. The car left the road and entered the median before going airborne down an embankment. The front end of the vehicle impacted the ground before the car came to rest in the west ditch off of 770th Street. The patrol was assisted at the scene by Anita Fire and Rescue. A resident who tried to burn dead grass caused a fire that spread to a nearby field, requiring the efforts of four Southwest Iowa fire departments to control it. Pat West, who lives northwest of Huddy Creek near Interstate 29 and 152nd Street in Pottawatomie County, told the Council Bluffs Daily Nonpareil that he intended to burn only a small section of his backyard. Instead, strong gusts of winds carried the flames north into a nearby field. And West says his attempts to extinguish the fire himself were futile. Four area fire departments responded to that blaze at around 12:15 p.m. Monday and contained it within an hour. The National Weather Service had issued a warning reflecting the dry conditions, but West won't be fined because Pottawatomie County wasn't under a burn ban. Public hearings are set to take place this evening in Atlantic on several bond resolutions that amount to nearly $2 million and the proposed plans for construction of 2015 street improvements. The hearings are part of a regular meeting of the Atlantic City Council, which begins at 5:30. The first hearing covers the street improvement plans and specifications. The council passed a resolution calling for a hearing on the estimated $1.175 million project during their meeting on March the 4th, as required by Iowa law. The second hearing, also required by Iowa code, is with regard to the issuance or purchase of bonds amounting to $1.45 million to pay the cost of street, water system, storm water management system, sanitary sewer system, and sidewalk improvements, plus a $100,000 for the purchase of a fire truck, for a total indebtedness of $1.55 million. The bonds are being bundled with the intent to save taxpayers $4,000. The third public hearing is with regard to a bond purchase in the amount of $100,000 for improvements to the City Hall auditorium, while the final hearing pertains to the purchase of bonds amounting to $415,000 for an urban renewal project in the southeast urban renewal area of Atlantic that would benefit local developer Don Sontag by funding an economic development grant in connection with the 2015 Southern View Estates project. The economic development agreement between the city and Sontag stipulates financial incentives amounting to $360,000 will be granted in return for the creation of new jobs and affordable housing. The city will pay the funds in three increments as sections of the project are completed. Sontag agrees to enter into an assessment agreement that specifies an increasing valuation of about $1 million per year through January of 2018. In other business, the Atlantic City Council will act on the appointment of citizens to several boards and commissions. and the closing of Chestnut Street from 2nd Street North to the depot on May the 9th for the purpose of an e-recycling event that will take place from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. on that date. Only two school districts from southwest Iowa, the Riverside Community School District in Oakland and the Tri-Center Community School District in Neola, have sought a waiver from the Iowa Department of Education to start school early next year. The Daily Nonpareil reports a total of 52 districts applied for a waiver. The Riverside School District asked to start on August 25th, while the Tri-Center District asked for August 18th. Last year, the state granted 326 school district waivers, and only two school districts started after Labor Day. But officials are cracking down on the waivers this year, no longer offering near-automatic acceptance. Both the Council Bluffs and Lewis Central school districts have approved 2015-16 calendars that did not require a waiver, with both districts choosing an August 31st start date for next year. Some area school districts are waiting to see what happens in the Iowa legislature before deciding. Glenwood, for example, adopted a calendar beginning August 24th with a backup calendar beginning August 31st should lawmakers fail to reach a compromise. Atlantic and Audubon Community Schools have chosen not to file, with each district having backup calendars similar to Glenwood. The Iowa Senate has advanced a bill to allow schools to select their own start date, while the Iowa House supported a plan to set the earliest date at August 23rd, the last day of the Iowa State Fair. Our news was brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.